Yehuda Fine Chesed Mipert. This mission says, "Oisav Yes Bnei Noyig Ben Boritz." That Halacha, you can't shech the mother and its kid the same day. You can't shech to the second one the same day. Whichever one you shech first, okay, that you shech first. The second one you can't shech the same day afterwards the next day. So this Halacha applies Noyig Ben Boritz with the United Israel. Bein b'chutz l'oretz, b'chutz is pshita, because it's a mitzvah in the gavra, non the yoretz, b'chutz is pshita. B'fnei habayis, b'shle b'fnei habayis, whether we have the Beis Migdish, whether it's manazalim of the Beis Migdish. Still, it applies to sister today, you can't shech the mother and the kid the same day. B'chulim, whether both of them are chulim, or the Migdashim, whether both of them are kabonis, doesn't make a difference. So it's in the Gemara why, but this is applies to both chulim and to kachim. Now, Ketzer, how do the lochas apply? So it's like this. Ha sheichet oisev yes b'nei. If you shecht the mother and the kid, chulin, that both of them are chulin, they're not mekudoshim, and you do it achutz, you shecht them outside, no more shechit outside. So rochur is shneim ksherim. That both shechit is lemais is kosher, and you let eat from it. Just for Hashem yisavik yes aboyim. The second shechit, you overlap of oisev yes b'nei, and for that you get malchus. Rashi says, Mishum Lav, the Yosef Yes B'nei, he says, Leishich to be a Mechot. So now, it doesn't make a difference whether you shech the mother first or whether you shech the kid first. It doesn't make a nafkinina. But the Maisa, the Shechit is kosher though. It's a kosher Shechita. Just that you over Malkus for the other. What's going to be... Kochim Bachutz. Let's say they're both Kochim, the mother and the kid. And you shecht them both outside b'chutz, you open this a shkut echutz. Slechur is a rishon chayv koros. But this first one you shechted, that animal, whichever one you shechted, the mother or the kid first, it was roi for korban. Therefore you chayv koros. But the lochur is a shneim psulim. Both of them are pothel. You can't eat from both of them. Or shneim sefchim esaboyim. And both of them you get malchus. Because the first one you get malchus for shkut echutz, since you shechted it outside. For that you get Malkus, and who have been, since you're over in the very Shchut Echutz, that's the Psalm Kachem, that the Kachem is possible, you can eat from it. Now the second one, you're not Chayav Koros, because the second one is called the Mechusel Zman, you weren't allowed to Shech the Tray anyway, because once you Shech the mother, you can't Shech the kid. So therefore, you're not over here for Shchut Echutz. Shchut Echutz is only a korban that was supposed to be brought inside, you're not allowed to Shech the outside. But here, since you can't Shech the Tray inside anyway, so you're not Chayav Koros, for shechting it b'chutz. By korban you get malchus, because the mice it's shchut echutz, that's where you get malchus. And it's possible, also because it's kachim in the shecht of the outside, so it's possible you can eat from it. Yeah. Right, that's going to be chulin bifanim. Let's say both of them, the mother and the kid, were both a regular chulindik animal, the chulindik, but you shecht them both inside the Beis HaMikdash. So Lachur is again Shneim Sulim. If you shech Chulin in the Azara, so both of them become Pasol. That's Lach Chulin Shnishpa be Azara, the Meresh brings down around the Gemara Kedushin, that the Shchit is Pasol. So both of them are Psulim, you can't eat from them. Just in the first one, there's no Malkus. For eating Chulin, Mefadun, the Azara of Chulin, Bifnim, there's no Malkus. But the Hashem is Sophic Saboyim. On the second one, that you get Malkus, Shemais of Yespanei. But the Azor of Chumash Nishtu B'Azor, Rashi says that's only in Azor, so the Mitzvah say, there's no Malkus for that. Yeah, Shem Zor is a Boyim. Now that's going to be Kochim Bifnim. Let's say both of them were Kabonis, were Kochim, Nishech them both inside. So Harisha and Kosher Potter. The first one, very good, it's a Kosher Korbin, it's Kosher and Yipotter. The Hashemi, the second Korbin Nishech today, is perfect as a Boyim. The mice you get Malkus for Oysav Yespanei, or Pasol, or whatever is Pasol Teet, because it's considered on Mechusel Zman. Since you shechted the mother today, you're not allowed to shech the kid the same day, so it's not fit to be brought for Korbin. So if a Korbin brought without a Kosher Shchita, it's Pasol. What's going to be Chulin for Kochim? Let's say one of them, the first one you shechted was Chulin, and the second one was a Korbin. So now, Bachutz, you shechted them both outside the Beis HaMikdash. So Harisha and Kosher or Potter. The first one was Chulin, very good, nothing went wrong. You shechted it outside where you're supposed to, and you're allowed to shecht, it's Kosher and Potter. If you are showing the second one, that's a Kochim, the mice is called the mechusa zman. Since you shechted the first one first, you can't shecht this one today. So therefore, sefik yasabon, you get malchus for oisav yasbenei. Upasul, and it's possible, but that's all. But a nisa of chayvi chorus for shruti chutz, that you won't have. Because since it's a mechusa zman, it wasn't fit to be brought today inside, you're not chayv chorus for shechting with the chutz. So therefore, it's just a posul korban, and you get malchus for oisav yasbenei. That's going to be the opposite. Let's say you have one of them was kachim, v'chulin, and again you shechted the first one, kachim first, and in bachutz you shechted them both outside. So harishon, the first one, since it's a korban and it was fit to be brought inside, that you chayiv chorus for shchut echus shechting outside the Beis Hamikdash, you chayiv chorus on this. Or posel, who did the first one is posel, regular shchut echus you chayiv and posel. For yasheni, the second one, which was chulin, that you shechted bachutz. It's kosher. The shrit is a kosher or shrita, but if shneim sefik yasabayim, here both of them you get malchus. The first one you get malchus for shrut echutz, and the second one you get malchus for oisav yasbenei. Because in the second one with chulin, the shrit is a kosher or shrita, and then you get malchus. What's going to be chulin v'kotchim b'fenim? Let's say you have chulin, your behemoth chulin shecht that one first, and then the second one was kotchim. And you shechted them both b'pnim inside the Beis Hamikdash. The lechur shneim tzulim, both of them are posel. Because chulin that you shechted inside is posel. And then the second one, kotshim, it's in the chusa zman. Since you shechted the first one first, you can't shecht the second one the same day, you only shechted the next day. So that day it's called the chusa zman, therefore it's kotshim, it's posel. And the hasheni sefik yasabayim. You only get markers on the second one, for they are very revoice of the espanay, that the first one not, of kotshim. So the first one's no malchus, because the first one's only chulin. Shenish to biyazor, it's only nisra se, there's no love. Yeah. What's going to be again? Kachim v'chulin b'fnim. You shechted them both inside. So rishon, that's kachim, and you lot of shechted, so very good, it's kosher potter. But biyashen, which is chulin b'fnim, sefik yasaboy m'posel, you get malchus v'yosav yasbenei, and it's posel, because since it's in a chulin biyazor, the shechit is posel. What's going to be chulin b'achutz u'b'fnim? Both kabane, both animals are chulin. Just the first one you shecht outside, that's good, and the second one you shecht inside. So rishon kosher potter. The first one's a good shchita. It's chulin b'achutz yato, it's kosher and potter. The yashen that became chulin b'fnim, that tzotik yasaboyim a posel. You get malchus for the lab of oisav yasbenei, and it's posel mishum chulin b'yazara. What's going to be kachim b'chutz? You shecht the first one kachim outside. U'b'fnim, both of them are kachim. And one you shecht outside, one you shecht inside. So rishon is chayiv chorus. First one you chayiv chorus, v'yisa shchut echutz. Yeah, the second one you did b'fnim. But ishneim, sefkim esabayim, and both of them you get malchus. The first one you get malchus for shchut echutz. And the second one you get malchus for esfes b'nei. Ishneim, psulim, they're both pesul. The first one goes shchut echutz. And the second one, even though it's a shchut b'fnim, and it's kachim, but it's a mechusas man, it wasn't fit to be brought today, so it's possible. What's going to be chulin b'fnim u'vachutz? Both animals, both of them are chulin, and first you shecht the first one inside the Beis Hamikdash, that's Navera, and the second one outside, so rishon possible, because the chulin b'yazara, but a potter, there's no markers for that. If you shecht the second one, you shecht it outside, it's certainly against a boy in the kasha. It's a kosher of shchita, because the shchita was done outside. Because the mice, they get malchus for the very voice of Yespinai. What's going to be kachim b'fnim u'vachutz? Two of them, both of them are kachim, kabonis. First one is shechted inside, second one outside. So kosher, harishon, kosher, potter. The first one is very good, you'll have to do it that way. The Hashem, the second one, is certainly considered a posel. Since it's called kachim b'chutz, so it's posel. But you don't get chorus because it's called the mechusas man, it wasn't fit to be brought inside today. But you get malchus for the very revoice of Espinay. You see, it's all about lochis, how you have the different animals with kachim and oyster of Espinay. Now we must start telling about all of this. Minayin, how do we know this to say, the oyster of Espinay, shenoy b'mikdoshim? How do we know it's known by kabonis? It's maybe it's only known by kabonis, by animals of chulin, not of kabonis. So Mr. Tamlem, the Pesach says, and Vayikra, it says, that shor or kesef for yeis ki yivolid, and that's talking about what she does. It means yirotz lekorban ishei. That's talking about bringing the korban. Or chsiv baser. Right after this pasuk says again for shor or kesef to be espunel esishka to be a mechad, or shor or sin you can't shecht it and it's killed the same day. So Lima comes to teach over here. Alois to be espunel shemer ben gedashim. But since the first pasuk right before that, or show a kesef or yes kivol, it's talking about kochim, and right after it says a sovias pinoi, mash was talking about kochim. So when it says no vim, why don't I say the mukdoshim in bachulin le? So maybe it's only by kabonis. Maybe by behemoth chulin, there's no risk of oi sovias pinoi. So when it says show hifsik, no, it says the word show I say, that's hifsik, is to say it's not only on before on kochim, but it's on both. Hifsik inin. So Mer says, if so, we aim, why don't I say Bachulin in the Mugdashim Lay? If Shor or Kesef is a Hifsik, Shor or Sir, so why don't I say it's only Bachulin at the Kochim? So Mer says, Ksiv, it says Vishor. So the Vod there. So Vod Moisav Alin Rishon, Vod comes to include Ere on to the first Halacha, that the first was talking about Kochim, Zero says, Oitz of Yisrael at the Kochim. For the Mar Yik, that's how we know both. Kitz is a Hefsik and is a Vav, and he tries to oise of Yisbunay, of why they're both by Kochim and by Chulim. Now the Gemarius. If you're learning it out from Kochim, you say, what am I say? Ima Kochim Klayim Loi, a behemoth that's Klayim, that means the father and mother, two different types, one's a goat and one's a sheep, so they have a kid together, that behemoth, that kid is called Klayim, it's closer for Korban. So why don't I say, Ima Kochim, Klayim Loi, a behemoth Klayim can't be a Korban, maybe when you have a mother and it gave birth to another type of a kid because the father was different min, so they had klayim, maybe that kid in the risa vaisa spinayon. If you're learning that from kochim. Even though the behemoth is a klayim, still was nissa not to shech the mother and the kid the same day. Over kvi. It's negated to a kri is a suffix behemoth, a suffix ayah. Still it applies. The question, learn now from Kochim, why? So my answer is, well, that's one question. And the yoid, secondly, sexiv. The pasuk says here, Vayisbana, it says the word seh, a sheep. And the Yom Rav, Ravis says usually, whenever it says the word seh, is there bon av, it's a binyan av, that komotim shinema seh, wherever the Torah says the word seh, ain't a little hurts, you have to claim. It comes to exclude klayim. A ser means that both men, the father and the mother, both are ser, and not after a breed from two different types and have a kid, that the klayim is not included in the ser. So now the kash akrid is said by Oysav Yisna applies to klayim, it says the word ser. So Marin says, oh, my kura here is different. The pasuk says over here, oi, sheshor oi ser. So the oi is l'rabis as a klayim. So the kash akrid is a question over here. Because miyashir both kashes. But she says, but if she melech atati kashiyasa, he miyashir both questions. Since says the word oi, it's to tell us both. He oi has a claim. For the more, hi oi, no, this word oi, shor oi ser. So the more, hi oi, mi burn a lechalik, and even lechalik to say that you chai for shechping this ser in its kid, or the shor in its kid. Because otherwise, the sakot of the chamina, I would have thought to say, maybe you only get malkis, are the shochat shor ubnei, an ox and its kid, ser ubnei, and a sheep and its kid. How do you know just with one alone yichayiv? Bnei lom yichayiv. Maybe only chayiv until you do both of them. Kamash non lechalik. That's why I say the word shor oi ser oi. The chalik know each one of them yichayiv. You get malchus. You don't have to have both. So we use the word oi lechalik. How do I know oi is the rabbi's klayim? Someone says no. Verse says mibnei nafka. Says the word shor is oisav yes bnei. Bnei is mashash. She says the chad mashma. So that alone, you only have to have two pairs, not just one pair. So therefore, the word oy is extra. The teacher is even klayim. So verse says no. Fiakati still mibnei nafkatan like this. That even there mashor v'ser bnei would have just said the word shor v'ser ubnei. Or Yisrael would have said ach yishchot shor v'ser bnei. Should have just one kid, and maybe you have to shech two, or shor and it's there, and then either one's kid is there very, but maybe you have to shech three the same day. Tam lem, therefore the pasuk says, no, shor oisav yes b'nei. that what? It teaches each one separately, that Yechai for sure in its kid or for sure in its kid. So my love isn't this Yosha from Me'oi. So you see, still you need the word sure, oi, sir, teach us each one separately. So you don't have an extra oi to teach us Klayim. So Mer says, no. Nafkalei, my love Me'oi, Nafkalei, only learning out from the word oi. So that's a kash, that's not extra. So Mer says, loi, that's not the pshat. Me'oi say, learning out from says, oi, sir, yes, for no, oi, sir, is mashma one. That's a deek. Oi say is mashma. Only one and not two. So if we have the word oi, there is still left over. So show oi say oi is teaching us even klayim. So what says, let's see. Honicha, this is good. Rabbanan quench Rabbanan shita. Timiyatel oi say that the word oi say is extra. Oi say v'yespanei. And therefore you can tell me, oi say has come teach me even one of them with its kid. Ela bod lechananya, according to Chananya shita. And we'll soon see what the machlokes is. But according to Chananya, he says, the word oisa is not extra, it's needed for something else. If so, again, lechalik minolei, how do you know to say that Yechayev just for sure in its kid, or a son in its kid? The reason from the word oi? So back to the kasha, how do we know klayim then? So Mertz says, no, it could be that Chananya, I'll tell you, he'll hold, lechalik letzor kruah, he doesn't need a plastic for that. The word oi is still extra. You don't need a plastic to teach us here, each one separately. Why? Because maybe Chananya holds this several law to Rabbi Yenison. He'll learn like Rabbi Yenison. As the famous Rabbi Yenison sheet is, the time of learn like this. The pasuk says, Ish asher yikalel es ovev yesimai. If his son curses either his father or his mother, he's chayv misa. Ein lo yel ovev imai. Maybe you only chayv if you curse both your father and mother. Ovev shalei imai. Imai shalei ovev minai. How do you know each one separately? Talmud, the pasuk has to say separately, ovev imai kilu. It says that what ish ashi kal as obvious imay, and the pasuk says obviv imay kilo. So it says like twice to teach us obviv kilo imay kilo divra biyasha. It says it secondly to teach us each one separately. Rashi says klayma betchil ha mikra beginning the pasuk somach klolo liyavu beginning the pasuk says the word klolo near the father, or the same for the end of the pasuk somach klolo imay says the word klolo next to the mother. The name comes to teach us the oihai oihai. Either one of the two that you curse, for that you chayiv misa. You don't have to do both. Either one is enough to be chayiv. Those are the words of Rabbi Yashia. Rabbi Yenison namanel, mash mashneim ki echot, umash mechad afnei atzmai. Even when the pasuk says them both together, I learn each one separately and in a svara. Ad until sheyifad achua kosav yachtav. Until it turns out clearly the word yachtav like it says by klayim. But otherwise, it means each one separately. So kids, according to Rabbi Yonason, you don't need a special pasuk of oi. In lechalik, I know lechalik here, but I need each one separately anyway. Let the pasuk say clearly, yachtav. Therefore, Chananya will hold, like Rabbi Yonason, that I don't need the word, an extra pasuk, lechalik, and therefore, show oi, say the word oi is extra, come to teach us even klayim, that will apply if he is even on klayim. Everyone says, "My Chanan, you my Rabbanon. Where is this machlok of Chanan and Rabbanon?" The Tanya went like this: "Gemara in Bechoros, Oy soy v'yes b'noy noy b'ne kevos, v'yena noy b'schorim. There's only an avera not to shech the mother and its kid, but the father and its kid is no avera. As the Yisrael Oysev knows only upon the mother, you can't shech the mother and the kid the same day. Yeah, Oy soy v'yes b'noy noy b'ne kevos, v'yena noy b'schorim. That's what Rabbanon Shita is." Chanan Yamano, no Dain Bishram Bem Kev, doesn't make a nafkumina, whether it's the father and it's the son, or whether it's the mother and the son. Both the father and the mother applies the Yisayis of Yisbanai. That's the Machlokes. Now, my time with Rabbanim, what's time with Rabbanim? The time you learn like this. Yochai would have thought to say, Yisayis of Yisbanai, no Dain Bishram Bem Kev, this may be true. It should be known by both of them. And really, the dinner was as far like that. That Chayiv Khan is Navera not to shech Oisav Yespanei the same day. For Chayiv Biyayim Abonim. By a bird, or when it's on the eggs or on the kids, you know I take away the mother when it's on the kid. So ma kishe Chayiv Biyayim Abonim. But Nikavis by the Schorim, like they're treated only applies by Nikavis. It only applies when the mother is over. Like Rashi said, the Chidah Pasuk says, V'yayim Revetzes. For Lo Yav Revetz. Only your mother's Revetz al Abonim. So you can't take the mother away from its kid. He's after the same thing here also. Kishachayiv Khan was the Chav Issa, not the Shecht, or one and the same day, then the kavus lo b'schorim only applies to the mother and the kid, but not the father. So that's a svarah. Adam says, maybe no. Loi mamata b'yeim albonim shekein le'osabo mizumin kishen mizumin. That avera, not to take the bird away from its kid, it only applies by a bird that's not mizumin, that's not in your rishus. But a bird that's in your rishus, there's no issa. In this way between mizumin, Rashi says, "V'yasba mizumin d'tanya ki yikora prat l'mizumin kleinar oif shaloi nechay b'shluach." If it's your own private bird, then there's no issa to take it. You have to send it away. You only have to send it away if the bird is like hefka, belonging to somebody else. You see, if it's your own bird, there's no issa aim alabem. So that's why there it only applies to one, to the mother, not to the father. But teyoma b'yosav yisbenei. But over here, this side of not the shech, both the same day, she'osa boy mizumin, kishayin mizumin. It is not asking me whether it's your animal or somebody else's animal, l'maisi, not on the shech, the mother, and the kid the same day. So maybe I would say, since this issue is more chomer, maybe it applies to both the father and the mother, like each one is the very not the shech, the mother and the kid, or a father and its kid the same day. On this Talmud, the Pasuk says, no, oisei, which is mashm echad v'lei beis, it's mashm only one, and not two. Yeah, that's the Rabbanan Svara, that it only applies to one and not to two. Now, after the Torah says that it only applies to one and not to two, now I have a Svara, which one is the one that applies to? So Chisladin, I have a Svara to find out from. That Chayiv Kan by Yisrael Yisbenei, the Chayiv B'yei Malabonim, by the bird over its kid. So now I learn out, Ma Kishchayiv B'yei Malabonim, but it came supplies only by the mother over its kid. Now, when the father over its kid is the Avkishchayiv Kam in the cave, the same thing Kishchayiv Kam in the Chayiv here, not the Shef Oisav Yisbenei. The same day, if he only applies Oisav, he says it only applies to one, not to the other. It is swear to say the Nekevus Lebitzchon only applies to Nekevus, to a female, to the mother, and not to the father. I the Nafshalim, maybe you can tell me Benoi. I the Pesuk says Benoi Oisav Yisbenei, which Benoi will be mashma anyone, either the father or the mother, or maybe if okay, maybe Benoi is mashma more the father, it's his own son mashma. Rashi says, yeah. No, forget. The Nashalah, the Nashalah means like this, if you want to tell me some reason that maybe you would think not like this, but apply to the father, Benoi, still the Pesuk says Benoi. What does the word Benoi mean? Misha Benoi Kor Hakrav. Something like you could tell it's your kid, that your kid is running around you. And that's the material. The kid runs around his mother, nurses from his mother. Yotze Zohar, Shein B'nei Korachachra. But the father, the kid does not wrap himself around the father. That's how I know that Oitzav Espinei only applies to the mother, not to the father. Now the Gemara says, Mayim Nafshech Lema, what would have been Yisrael to say that maybe should apply more to the father than to the mother? And so far we said it's a Svela out to name Alabonim. So what's this for to say now like that? It was like this, V'chita, maybe you'll tell me, Oisei Zohar Mashmah, it says Oisei Yisbenei, Oisei Mashmah Zohar, maybe only the father, not the mother. The answer is no, it says the word B'nai. So Mashmah has to be Nikri, it's your kid. So Udashim Misha B'nai Korachachov, a kid that wraps himself around the mother. Yotze Zohar Mashmah, the father, Shem B'nai Korachachov, the son, is not wrapped around his father. So kids, that's the Svara in the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, Oisei v'yisbenei, is only known, it says the word Oisei, it's mashma one, and not two, and that's what Lima, it's no mistake, it means by the aim, and not by the Zohar. So that's the Rabbanan Shita. Chananya says no, Chananya says, Kiv Oisei, the mashma Zohar, or Kiv B'nei, Misha B'nei, Korach Achlov, the mashma Nekeva, Hikach Nogam, it's going by Nekeva. That's Chananya. The Dashan's word Oisei and the word B'nei, both ways, both. If it's mashma, both. Right, yeah, we'll stop here. Yeah.